This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
The Rocky Horror Show, one of theatre's most endearing and fun shows, opened back in 1973.
Until we get our hands on it.
The Melbourne season's opening, Her Majesty's Theatre, is it July the 12th?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, so it doesn't open until July?
No.
Well, what are you doing here? You're wasting my time. I thought we're going Friday.
We wanted some tips on how to walk in heels.
That's who's on the show. That's who we've got here.
Shane Jacobson, let's introduce him.
Who are you?
I think I'm the Shane Jacobson one.
You're Todd McKinney.
It is the 12th. It is the 12th at Her Majesty's Theatre in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. And tickets selling fast?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, feel free to buy more.
Oh, definitely.
Todd, you were just saying you stuck a knife in a toaster once. Is that...
No, it was tongs.
Tongs?
Yeah.
Hang on, I just need to know, is this a metaphor or is this something you actually did?
No, well, boy, well, I'd like to stick my tongs in your toaster any time, Shane.
Print that on a shirt.
You'll find out on opening night.
Yeah, I did. No, I did, and it threw me across the room. I was getting a piece of toast out. It threw me across the kitchen. It was that.
Is that what launched your dancing career?
Well, it certainly affected me some way.
No, but it's what made him brown and crusty. Bang, the old toaster gag.
So we're going through... So I saw Marcus Graham do it. Frankenfurter, because that's your taking over. You're doing that.
Yeah.
Who else did we get?
Reg Livermore did it brilliantly. I've gone online now and had a look at as many people as I can all around the world play Frankenfurter, and the thing that jumps out at me when I watch these performances is how different they all are.
They all are.
So if you've seen Marcus, then it's completely different to Reg, which is completely different to Tim Curry, which is completely different to the guy David Bedella, who's just played recently in London at the Playhouse, is another take on it. And that's the joy of this role, is that the directors are so open for you to put your stamp on it. And that's what I'm most looking forward to doing, is putting my tired old feet into their shoes, but changing the concept of it a little.
Well, that's all important, but the most important thing is we've seen the way these men fill out those little black panties.
Yeah, right.
How are you going to go? Is a bit of padding going to be happening
most
downstairs?
Most people in the country have seen me in little black panties, so most people know that already.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
I'm old. I'm not on the internet that often. I keep my internet to porn only. I'm not into stalking.
I met someone the other day who doesn't use it for porn. It's amazing.
Oh, really?
One guy.
And he's also a liar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you wearing your little black panties, Shane?
Look, I've got to save that surprise. You don't want to give away all the fruit. I'm the narrator.
Correct, which is normally...
/ criminologist for the experts out there.
Traditionally performed by very major stars. I mean, we've had Molly, Stuart Wagstaff, Red Simons, Bernard King.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito have had a go.
Correct.
So big stars.
Yeah. So normally it's played by stars.
And what do they get? Somebody that was out-acted by a dog called Oddball? I mean...
right.
The dog's name was Kai, to be honest, but the character of the dog was Oddball, yes.
Yeah. And it still out-acted you.
This is going really well. It's a wonder you want to be on the show. No, yeah, exactly. I was out-acted by a dog, and I did. I'm filling the shoes of ordinarily star-filled roles. However, I'm getting paid to do it. So who's the joke on? I would say.
I think it's going to be great. You've got the voice.
My swing is the dog from Oddball.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Can he read? Can he narrate?
Now it is Ida Hobbit Day. So
what is it?
Hide a Dobbit.
Yeah.
Ida Hobbit Day.
Hide the Hobbit.
Hide the Hobbit. Mm. Now that's choking the Kojak puppet. That's a whole other metaphor. So what is hide, not hide the Hobbit? What is it?
International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia.
I mean, by the time you've said that, they've got over it. They've actually got on the right side of history. Are we talking about the minority of Australians who just don't get it? As a straight male, let's just ignore them. You're great at that. I'm great at that. Actually, we don't even have to have a day for it.
But it's more
send them to hell.
It's more fun when we get up and protest and have a bit of... Yeah.
Well, we're in the right city for it. We're just having that chat. Don't we love a protest?
So what are we going to do as part of Hide the Hobbit Day?
So there's lots of things going on, but we were just saying Rocky Horror really broke down a lot of the stigmas, didn't it, back in 1973?
Well, yeah, and back then I suppose it was considered outrageous, whereas, you know, these days there's not as outrageous, but it's still celebrating diversity and, you know, someone who's prepared to be themselves, which is back in that day, it was quite something.
And you think about it from a theatrical point of view, it would have been like having a car burning at a protest. I mean, not early 1970s, it was a big deal. Like that was a truck on fire being driven into a crowd, you know, trying to make a point. And what was great about it was, and that's what music theatre is fantastic at doing, is that people can come in and enjoy a show for what it is. Mm. And that's why I've always thought it's never felt like some kind of placard waving kind of thing, musical theatre, but everyone can go in there and enjoy it for what it is. I've always found theatre for me, and maybe Todd agrees and everyone does it, a great place of acceptance. But isn't it fantastic that conversation we're having now, that now it really, I mean, Rocky Horror, it's just a show.
But how good is this?
Making a point, it's just a show.
My mum, it was the first day musical I saw in Perth, because I lived in Perth. My mum took me to see it, and I would have been 11 probably.
See, I wasn't
at the time.
To go.
Now, how... Well, see, that's...
My mum wouldn't go, so I knew every song. But we had the record. Yeah, I knew it off by heart, but had no idea what this movie was.
Well, I just think... It's always struck me that now, when, you know, since I grew up and then saw the movie when it was a little bit outrageous, that... You know, my mum had that foresight to go, I think this is something Todd will probably need to see.
Did you win?
You know what I mean? Which I love her for that.
Well, you were a ballroom dancer. I mean,
I was a ballroom dancer.
We saw you with Sonia Kruger in your Strictly Ballroom as a little child swinging around.
But that's a lot more conservative than going and seeing Rocky Horror with your mum.
Absolutely. You know? At 11.
Did you watch it and say, I'm going to be up there one day?
I think part of me did. I can certainly see myself coming out of the theatre in my little, you know, in my mind. And I remember it. And then I remember getting the video and years later and being reminded of my mum taking me to that. So, you know, it might even be a way of, you know, parents doing the same thing. You know, if you've got a kid that you think might benefit from seeing something outrageous like this, either, you know, sexuality-wise or musical theatre-wise, it might be a way of starting that conversation. I'm just trying to... Because it did for me, you know.
I agree.
When it starts in July, you're encouraging people to bring along, you know, water pistols, rice. Are we allowed to scream at?
Totally. That's what it's about. And you know, I bet your bottom dollar that they'll bring score pedals.
Oh.
I bet you they do.
They will never have seen so many ones held up in a theatre before once they see them perform.
Like, one meaning the best, right?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, no, yeah, one.
Right, sorry, my mistake.
One's not great. You'll get tens.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll get
one for
ones.
Every inch.
There you go.
So we're talking mills now, aren't we? Mill and meters.
Thank you. Exactly.
Now, but when you talk about yelling out, I mean, there's scripts out there for what was the movie and what is the stage play. But having said that, they're online. Like, it became, I mean, as we know, the Blues Brothers used to do it. They used to have, you know, people would go in, it would become this entire audience participation piece of entertainment. And the thing is, there are scripts online for the heckles. Like, there's not too many productions on the planet that where that happens, and number two, where it's been embraced, where the audience are part of the show. And it, honestly, as we know, the Blues Brothers did it as a movie, but
it's
a movie.
Also a bit
this is actually humans on stage.
It's a bit like singing along to Sound of Music when people come dressed as tea bags and things. This is just like that.
But better.
Come to Rocky Horror dressed as a tea bag.
Yeah.
Look, we all know every song.
Get value for money out of the costume you bought.
Well, we're excited. We are very excited that it's coming. I'm definitely going to be there. You're a Rocky Horror virgin, aren't you?
I haven't seen the live one before. So
do they still get the virgins up on stage at the beginning? I can remember seeing it once, and they came out and they got all the virgins up on stage. We could heckle them.
But here's the thing: nothing's off limits. Anything new could happen.
And
anything old can return.
I can guarantee
that's the thing. That's the great thing about
nobody goes home a virgin. Is that this show? Oh, no,
I don't
think no, it's another show. Sorry about that.
Let's not put that on the shirt. I don't think it's on the brochure. Look, folks, you can come here safely on behalf of half of the cast anyway. I can let you know it's a piece of entertainment. There'll be no charges laid. It's going to be fine.
And unfortunately, we've only got Shane as the narrator. So for people who might be disappointed in that, you are bringing the dog. We've confirmed that.
Yep. Oddball the dog will be there as my
swing. Fantastic.
So if I ever get sick, the dog will go on. And do a fantastic job.
Shane's got a great voice for narrating, though.
I think he'll do well.
Yeah. I reckon too. Really good.
And the old place for radio.
New tickets have been announced.
Yeah, they have.
I believe, so.
Yeah, they have. So we're in the theatre.
And we've got some really old tickets too. All the tickets are being announced.
And they're the best ones. We like the old crusty ones in here around here. Yeah.
You're talking about us again, aren't you?
Yeah, again.
Hey, at least we're working.
I've never felt so young and pretty in a studio before.
So the Rocky Horror Show, it's playing at Her Majesty's Theatre Melbourne from July the 12th. Tickets are available, old and new, from Ticketek.
And we're taking Duncan Warren. So we're going to take him. We're going to break his virginity. He's going to see the Rocky Horror.
Tom McKinney and Shane Jacobson, thanks so much for your time this morning and coming into Joy.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.